Brief notes on 1 Corinthians 15 and the authority structure of the heavens and the earth. By Andre Snyder. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 22 to 24. There will be various resurrections and different classes of them as well. The first fruit, Christ, those who are Christ in his presence. The consummation, verse 36. Death is the prerequisite for resurrection, vivification. Verses 37 to 39. There are new but different resurrection bodies, as God determines, that is, different callings. Men, beasts, flyers, fishes. Verse 40, there are different types of bodies. Terrestrial, celestial. Verses 40 and 41. There are different glories of each type of body. Terrestrial, celestial, sun, moon, stars. Various glories. Star excelling star in glory. Verses 42 and 43. Resurrection bodies. Preparation phase. Verse 44. If there is a soulish body, sown in, corruption, dishonor, infirmity, soulish. Resurrection. Verse 44. There is a spiritual also. Roused in, incorruption, glory, power, spiritual. The authority structure of the heavens and the earth. Paul paints a picture using imagery that is easily relatable to us. We easily observe that in the earthly, terrestrial realm, there are numerous variations within each different type of plant or creature. For example, in the general category of dog, there are numerous varieties, each distinctly different, but still qualifying as a dog. Even within each category of dog, that is, Labrador Retriever, we observe many differences by which we can identify individuals that make them distinct from others. These differences of each type and each category within a type or category can be understood as differing glories. We can equate this same idea to every other form of life on this planet, from the smallest animal to every human. Therefore, we now understand that for those humans who are resurrected in their class to earthly bodies, each will have differing glories, as God determines for each of them. Similarly, we observe the many different celestial bodies, whether galaxies or stars, etc. The brightest celestial body we see is that of our own sun, then the next brightest is our moon. When we look beyond these to the planets in our solar system, and beyond into the vast expanse of God's celestial realm, it is easy to observe the numerous variances of luminosity of all of these different bodies. Thus also there are those of the new humanity, the ecclesia of this current dispensation, who are resurrected in their class to celestial bodies, each having differing glories, as God determines for each of them. We will be displacing and replacing those principalities, powers, mights, and dominions who currently occupy the positions of authority in the celestial realm. Isaiah 9:6-7, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. For a boy he is born to us, a son he is given to us, and the chieftainship shall come to be on his shoulder, and one shall call his name Marvelous. Counsel to the master shall he bring unto the chief well-being. To the increase of the chieftainship and to the well-being there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to brace it with right judgment and with justice, henceforth and in the future eon, the zeal of Yahweh of hosts, it shall achieve this." Isaiah prophesied that God will have his son to sit on David's throne, to rule in his kingdom, and in the future eon. Christ's kingdom will be enacted at some point after God's program for this dispensation is done, at his determining. Christ will reign in God's kingdom of the heavens on earth, from his throne at God's right hand. At the end of this phase of God's kingdom, Christ will return to earth to rule the earth in his personal physical presence thereon. He will rule during his millennial kingdom, and then in the new earth from New Jerusalem. We eagerly note with great interest and anticipation the phrase, "Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end." Our glorious Father has grand plans for his creation. There will be a continuously expanding growth of his kingdom and peace. All humanity will play a part in God's program for this. Some to a greater extent, others to a lesser extent. There will be a hierarchy of authority for not just participating in the activity of this continual expansion, but in its administration as well. This is indeed the implication of government. There are those who will be governed, and those who will govern, all again at God's determination and choosing, calling. We have seen in the above 1 Corinthians passages that there are different classes, callings, and glories, some to earthly positions with different glories, that is, authorities, and some to celestial positions with different glories, that is, authorities. Today, knowing our calling is important, without which we would be very confused about this and other issues. We, the ecclesia of the one body of this administration of the secret, Ephesians and Colossians, have a celestial calling. Ephesians 1:21-23 and Colossians 3:4, that is far advanced from that of 1 Corinthians 15, where we will be manifested with Christ in glory and receive our positions of authority, as Christ, God's Son, is seated at God's right hand, Ephesians 1:20, and will rule also in the celestials. Then we who are in Christ, Ephesians 1:3-4, chapter 2, verse 6, who have been designated the place of a son, Ephesians 1:5-18, will be co-regents with him in the administration of the reconciliation of the entire creation, both the celestials and the earth, Colossians 1:19-20. Likewise, just as on earth, there will be governmental levels of authority which we, the ecclesia, will co-administer with Christ as his co-regents. Each of us will have various levels of authority, glory, as determined by God to assist in his plan of universal reconciliation. As Christ's co-regents, we will have power and authority to deal with rebellious celestial beings, preaching the gospel of reconciliation to them to bring them under Christ's rule. Just as earth's kingdom saints will have authority over their respective jurisdictions, as well as the celestial messengers who serve them, we, the ecclesia, will exercise our authority over the celestial beings in our jurisdictions in the celestials. There is much more of Father's grand plan than religion's boring idea of heaven, where select believers sit around on clouds or walk streets of gold, playing harps, etc. Consider that man's day, from the fall from Eden until the end of this current administration of grace, is preparatory for the coming kingdom of the heavens on earth, the day of Christ, when humanity will experience the benevolent rule of Christ from the heavens, and the Eden-like conditions that God will provide humanity under the auspices of Israel's administration of that kingdom. This in turn will be preparatory for Christ's millennial rule on earth, the day of the Lord, which will be preparatory for God's tabernacling with men in the new earth, the day of God.